And now I invite members to view the pre-recorded statement of His Excellency Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez, President of the Republic of Cuba.
Señor Presidente.
Chair, in his historic speech in the Earth Summit in Rio in 1992, Comandante Fidel Castro Ruz said, "If we wish to save humanity from self-destruction, we must better distribute the wealth and technology available on our planet. This means less luxury, less profligacy in a few countries, so that there is less poverty and hunger across the great majority of the earth. We must make our human lives more reasonable. Tomorrow will be too late to do what we should have done a long time ago." And now it is too late. Almost 30 years since this premonitory call, and as a result of the irreversible damage caused by humankind to the environment, humankind is at a serious risk of disappearing. Recent studies show that the average global temperature has increased by 1.1 degrees C and will exceed 2 degrees this century, with catastrophic consequences for life on our planet. And we are hearing news of this every day. The causes are undeniable. Irrational and increasingly unsustainable production and consumption patterns of capitalism and the unbridled exploitation of natural resources have dramatically speeded up the danger of extinction for humankind. Stopping this is of the greatest urgency, although those who are doing it seem to ignore that or be unaware of it. The responsibilities and possibilities for life on the planet to be saved are also clear. Developed countries must assume leadership in reducing emissions and in providing the necessary implementation measures for developing countries, pursuant to the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities. The resources exist. We would just have to devote a part of the millions upon millions spent on the arms race currently to support climate action. There can be no solution at the expense of the development of the most needy, nor of the nations of the world who are fighting every day against hunger, poverty, and underdevelopment, resulting from the prevailing unjust international order. This order, which favours a small minority, and tends towards irrationality, egotism, and the destruction of the environment. Chair, Cuba is moving towards implementing its plan to combat climate change, so-called Terra Vida, and achieving the goals assumed under its nationally determined contributions, despite the unprecedented increase in the criminal blockade imposed upon us by the government of the United States for over 60 years. Our commitment to protecting the environment and the full implementation of the Framework Convention on Climate Change and the Paris Agreement is unwavering, and we reaffirm that here. We sincerely hope that the forthcoming COP26 will result in tangible solutions. Revolutionaries believe in humankind, in all that humans can do with their intelligence and their will when there is enough awareness. Let us do what is needed to save ourselves. Thank you very much.
I thank the